こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語で、バイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。1個目、先週金曜日の夜、カリフォルニア州の空に巨大な飛行物体が現れ、不思議な形の白い煙を出しながら進む様子を多くの人々が目撃し、大きな話題となりました。歌手のウィル・アイ・アムや俳優のドン・チードルなど著名人も次々とツイッターに動画をアップし、エイリアンなのではなどと憶測が飛び交いました。その正体はスペース X がカリフォルニアにあるバンデンバーグ空軍基地から打ち上げたファルコン9でした。イーロン・マスク氏は、あれは確実にエイリアンだ、北朝鮮からの核エイリアン UFO などとツイートし、人々をからかいました。パニックを避けるため、次の日の朝にはカリフォルニア市長が、あれはスペース X のファルコンですとツイートしました。
Last week on Friday, a large flying object was visible in the night skies of California, emitting white fumes as it moved, causing speculation among the public. Celebrities like Will.i.am and Don Cheadle uploaded videos of the phenomenon, suggesting it may be caused by aliens. What they actually saw was SpaceX's Falcon 9 rocket launched from the Vandenberg Air Force Base in California. Elon Musk then tweeted, "It's definitely aliens," and "nuclear alien UFO from North Korea." In order to reduce public anxiety, the mayor of Los Angeles tweeted, "It's a SpaceX Falcon 9 launch."
そう、すごくなかった？金曜日。
うん。
あの、この動画、しかも大量の人、まあ、空にあるわけだから、
うん、
結構広範囲の人に見られてて、
yeah.
みんなびっくりして、あの動画とか写真とか撮って、それをネットにアップしてたから、いろんな角度から、
mm-hmm. Not just California, many other states could see it as well. Yeah.
そのいろんな角度から撮られた写真とか動画が次々とアップされてて、mm. 最初私も何これと思ったけど、普通にスペース X の仕業だった。
Well, I was watching the I watch all of those live. And they, Japan launched a rocket recently too, the H2A. But I guess it looks like a UFO. I guess. Not really.
なんて言うんだろうね。絶対に飛行機ではないじゃん。
Well, you can... There's a cone, right, of exhaust coming out of the rocket.
Yeah.
And that cone expands and kind of remains in the sky.
So,
so the rocket itself is barely even visible.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But the,
so, 煙がね、
the moonlight and the city light was lighting up the rest of that cone.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think the rocket was lighting it up itself as well.
So, すごい不思議な見た目というか。
But people should get used to it, because I mean, this is what the future is going to look like. There are going to be a bunch of launches.
さすがにびっくりするよね。なんかこう民間だからさ、NASA とかと違って、こう国のみんなにさ、これからこれ出しますよとか言ってるわけではないじゃん。だから急に確かに家の近くであれが出てたら、まあびっくりするよね。なんだあれみたいな。
Well, they usually don't launch rockets on that are It's not visible from the West Coast normally. You know, it's over in Florida, you know, or...
Right.
And this, you know, there was a lot of build-up leading up to this because there was the whole Pentagon UFO video and the, those weird statements and a lot of alien hype. Probably the most alien hype ever was peaking right when Elon launched a rocket that would be visible at night to huge numbers of people for the first time.
Yeah, yeah.
Like this. So,
so まあずっとイーロン・マスクはなんかお茶目なツイートをしてて、
うん、
この間またリツイートしたけど、なんかあ、やっぱりエイリアンだったんです、あのイーロン・マスク本人がエイリアンだったんですね、
うん、
みたいなこと言われて、 Isn't it obvious? って返してたけど、
Well, he goes on Twitter, and he did this recently. He just asked people for suggestions. Like, what do you want to see in our software updates, and what are some features you want in the car? And people were sending very specific suggestions to Elon Musk. He got thousands of suggestions, and he personally reads those. And in some cases, he responded within like 2 or 3 minutes. saying, not saying, okay, we'll do it, but saying, done.
Wow.
And people were, people responded to that just minutes later saying that they were downloading the update.
Eh?
Yeah.
どういうこと?
早っ。I don't know. He must have had his programming team like on the
Next
phone while he was tweeting or something, because they made changes to the software and corrected things literally in like less than 10 minutes or something.
すご。
And then they pushed that update out to all the cars right then.
Wow.
And this is the future of, this is the whole point of the Internet of Things.
Yeah.
You know, if you send a suggestion to some, I don't know, a computer company or a headphone company, your wireless headphones should be able to download an update,
yeah.
you know, without you even doing anything, and new features, new improvements can arrive.
究極のカスタマーサービスだよね。
Yeah, you compare something like this to, you know, General Motors or something.
It's
what do you think the future, what do you think people want in the, you know, in the future, they want stuff like this.
Yeah. なんか社長がそういうふうにオートノミーを完全に持ってるっていうのは、mm-hmm. 日本の企業だとなかなかないじゃん。その勝手に一人で決められないし、yeah. そのやりますとか勝手に約束したら周りの人にも怒られちゃうしみたいな。
Yeah.
でなんかもうこっちの部署とあっちの部署みんなに連絡して承認取ってとかやってるから10分じゃ絶対できないしみたいな。
There's downsides.
Oh yeah, for sure.
There's huge downsides.
Oh yeah, for sure. なんか周りの人は大変だと思うよ、正直。そういう社長がいると。
Elon is someone who, I mean, he believes, he honestly believes, and he said this a bunch of times, that a well-thought-out criticism of what you're doing is more valuable than gold. And he
right.
believes that. And if you are someone that has that kind of autonomy, it's very important that you have that kind of mindset
yeah.
so that you yourself doesn't, you know, you don't spiral out of control and start making
yeah.
bad decisions.
だ会社はかっこいいしイーロンマスクも好きだけどじゃあ近くで働きたいかって言われたら嫌だもん私は、
mm-hmm.
超振り回されそう
It's a different world of,、
yeah.
of
絶対辛いよ
work and、
yeah.
exhaustion over there
yeah、
That's one interesting advantage he has is the way he does this but he's very different from other CEOs in that he is one of the lead I mean he is the lead engineer for、
right.
most of these projectsAnd what that means is he has the ability to transfer information, knowledge, from rockets to cars, from cars to rockets, from batteries, wherever.
Mm.
All this, these different things that he's doing, the tunneling thing, they're separate companies technically. But keep in mind that the top engineer, his mind is doing all of them.
Right.
You know, for them to not be incorporated with each other is...It's unavoidable at this point. So it's a huge advantage. Because he's saying that he's trying to build a flying car soon. Flies.
Okay.
And the only reason why that's even okay. slightly possible is because he runs a rocket company.
Right.
Which has the most sophisticated software and gimbling technology there is. I mean, that's the reason why they can land these rockets.
Mm.
So, maybe.
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 And 今日は私がスペース X のトレーナー来てるから。
Yeah. Did you...
回し物。
You saw that he's launching his car soon, right?
Launching his car?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I saw it. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's launching his roadster.
Yeah, yeah.
Into orbit around Mars.
Yeah.
It will be a car in orbit around Mars.
I saw that someone, who was that? Someone was like, それ見つけたら自分のものにしていいみたいな。Was that astronaut? Someone said that and he was like, yeah, sure. いいよみたいな。あげるって言ってた。
I want to know if it's been modified. Is he going to bring it down to the surface later? He will, right?
And use it? Drive it around?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah, why not?
I mean, you actually need some form of transportation on Mars, right?
Yeah.
You can just put on your spacesuit, get in the car, and drive around. Why can't that thing drive around on Mars?
Yeah, but I mean,
if it was not an electric car, you wouldn't be able to drive it.
Do you need more space if you're wearing a spacesuit?
Yeah, so maybe they modified the seat.
Maybe. 次、right? 学会誌 Nature Communications に掲載された研究で、ドイツテュービンゲン大学の生物学者が植物は動物と同じように決断する能力があることを発見しました。人間を含む動物は他者と競争する際、立ち向かう、避ける、耐えるなど複数の対応策の中から自分と相手の力関係をもとに選択しています。植物も他の植物に光が遮られるとそれを感知し、他の植物より背を伸ばしたり、光が少なくても効率よく育つようにパフォーマンスを上げたり、離れた場所を探して違う方向に伸びていったりと複数の対応策を持っています。今回実験で様々な状況下で育てた結果、動物と同じように競争相手と自分が置かれている全体の状況を判断した上で、その都度最適な対応策を選んでいることが分かりました。
A study published in the journal Nature Communications by biologists at Tübingen University in Germany suggests that plants, like animals, have the ability to make decisions. Animals, including humans, make different decisions like fight, endure, or escape based on the power dynamic between themselves and competing animals. Plants also actively compete with other plants for light and nutrients with strategies like growing taller, growing more efficiently, or growing in new directions. In this study, they found that plants put in a variety of competitive scenarios would effectively judge the situation and pursue counter strategies similar to competitive animal behavior.
So, だからこう、まあ人間も相手がすごいでかいマッチョな人だったら戦わずにとりあえず謝るとか逃げるとか、その時々によって違う行動をするんだけど、植物も一応こういろんな対応策があることは分かってて、ただそれをなんていうの、なんとなくで決めてるのか、実際に状況を分かった上で一番いいのを選んでるのかっていうのは分かってなかったらしくて、ただそれが後者だったっていう。
What is the difference really?
Between what?
Like how do we define like decision making?
だから例えばこの実験だと背丈が低く茂ってる、植物が周りにたくさんあって自分が光を得られてない場合、だから横にいくら伸ばしても枝を、周りが全部茂ってるかもう無理じゃん。そしたらもう上に伸びるしかないみたいな、とかどうやってももう周りの植物を避けられないっていう場合は少しの光でも光合成できるようにパフォーマンスを上げるみたいな、っていうその最適な選択肢を取る確率が一番高くなる、だから何が一番今の状況でベストかなっていうのをちゃんと分かっててやってるなっていうこと、
And to me it seems oddly implicit in evolution. I mean, I guess it's on some level it's semantic, but Darwin wrote about plant intelligence actually, and he isn't like the power of movement in plants or something, but he wrote that the root apex of a plant behaves like a lower animal. The root apex being like the tip of the root of a plant, or sometimes the when it sprouts and there's the seedling, the little, what's the name for the seedling, the little green thing that comes out, right? If you look at that in time lapse videos, it moves absolutely like some kind of animal.
Completely. あの植物のタイムラプスやばいよね。
It's just a time thing.
普通にこう人間の時間軸で見て遅いから人間にとっては見えてないだけでめっちゃ動いてるよね。だからこう植物なんかなんていうのスピード感が違うから分かんないだけで、スピード感同じだったら植物と動物の違いってないんじゃないかなってもっと思ってるだろうなっていうレベル。
It's way crazier than people think. Like the plants, a lot of plants move their leaves constantly yeah. are moving their leaves in a weird dance.
Mm.
I guess the most obvious example is like sunflowers track the sun, but all plants yeah. kind of do this to some extent.
Yeah. だからなんかたまに自分家のベランダのゼラニウムとかが花がめっちゃ咲いてる時とかに見てなんか急に不気味に思えてくる時とかある。なんていうのこうすごいなんていうんだろうねこう太陽に向かってまあ動いてるわけじゃん動いてるところ私には見えないけどでなんかガーってさ開いてるのがなんか急にエイリアンっていうかさよなんかあお花って思えばなんていうのもう分かってるかのように感じるけどよくよく考えると何なんだろうこの生き物みたいな感じに
They're little mutating aliens. Yeah. You know, they don't walk around, but the way plants move is by growing, by mutating, yeah. by changing their own physical structure.
あとさ、あの、沖縄行くと、あの、あれなんて言うんだっけ？あの、すごい垂れ下がってる枝があるじゃん。あれはさ、歩いてんだよね、だから。
Like willows? Or...
なんていう木か忘れちゃったんだけど、とにかくすごい古くて、あの、枝が柔らかくてこう垂れてたよね、
うん、
でそれが床につくとそこからまた根を張るからどんどん移動できるの、
うん、
だからそれもタイムラプスで早送りしたら普通に歩いてるわけじゃん、
yeah.
すごいと思っただからこう木とかって一回植えられたらもうさそのままぼーっと突っ立ってるように人間には見えてるけど全然そういうわけじゃないんだよね、うん、
We've talked about the mycelialnetwork where plants can not only can they communicate but plants can communicate between species right. which is not something that animals generally do that well or find much purpose in doing and they know now that these networks these mycelial networks and even just the regular roots of trees like they've I don't know how they measured this but there's somethinganalogous to like nerve cell activity at the apex of a root of a plant.
Mm.
So it's like a tiny, I don't want to say it's like a brain cell, but it's sending messages. It has some mechanism for communicating.
Right.
And then think about how many tips, how many roots, root tips there are on a single plant.
Mm.
And now they're all branched out, right? And then all these plants are all branched out and plugged into the same mycelial network.Where they can all communicate in this way. And you think about what we're doing, I forget who said this, but it really comes off like animals were invented by plants in order to move seeds around.
Hmm.
right?
Right.
Because it's the plant's strategy. Like, I'll offer you this little sweet thing. Come eat this. Like, I want you to come, you know, eat this thing.And then, you know, you're either pollinating it or you're eating it and
yeah.
dropping seeds out somewhere. But
yeah. 面白いよね。
Genius.
ね。次。
Last week, many iPhone users indicated that an OS update had noticeably slowed down their devices, leading to accusations of planned obsolescence. At least 8 class action lawsuits have been brought against Apple,with one demanding $999 billion and claiming the following. Each member of the class had to buy a newer iPhone model because the performance of their older iPhone model had slowed down as a result of the defendant's purposeful conduct. Apple acknowledged that it had released updates slowing down the performance of older iPhones, explaining that the peaks and power draw on aging batteries can result in sudden device shutdowns and other problems.
先週 iPhone の OS をアップデートすると明らかに動作が遅くなる現象がネット上で指摘され Apple 社が意図的にパフォーマンスを下げ新しいモデルを買わせようとしているのではという声が多く上がり現在少なくとも8件の集団訴訟に発展していますそのうちの一つでは Apple が故意に古い機種の動作を遅くしたことにより原告は新しい機種を購入せざるを得なかったとしてアップルに対し9990億ドル日本円でおよそ113兆円を要求しています アップルは古い機種において意図的にパフォーマンスを下げていたこと自体は認めており、理由としてアップデートによるバッテリーの劣化を防ぐためと説明しています。
いや、
なんかこれバッテリーの劣化を防ぐためにしては、それにしてもパフォーマンス下がりすぎみたいなこと言われてるのは見たけど、あとなんかそもそもバッテリーをこう簡単に交換できないようになってるじゃん。
うん、
だからそれもなんていうの、この計画に組み込まれてるじゃんみたいな、こうユーザーがだってバッテリーさえ変えればじゃあいいんじゃないのっていうのもできないから。
Well, what do you think? Do you think that you've have you experienced this? Have you updated your phone and been like, what the what just happened?
だからそれずっと多分みんななんとなくは分かってたじゃん。
I thought it was much worse before. Like the iPhone 4. I remember my iPhone 4 was fine. I updated it and it was like, oh my god.
そうそう、やばかったよね。だから文字打つのもすごい遅くなっちゃうみたいな。
It was just like bricked.
今別に、私これ何？ 5SE みたいな。これは全然大丈夫だ。全然かは分かんないけどね、まあ。
Well, these lawsuits are referring to... It's like iPhone 6, iPhone 6, 6S.
Yeah.
Like it's more recent models that they're talking about.
Right. このさ、待って、この specific class action は何人いるの？
I think it's some Apple blogger or something. I don't know.
But like how many people?
Oh, total?
Yeah, in
I don't know. It's a lot.
It's a lot.
I mean, there's like lawsuits in like Israel and stuff, like different countries are jumping on this thing. But I don't think that I don't think that they have a good argument against Apple.
なんかあのソニーだっけとかも言われてるよね。なんかよく冗談で。
ソニーボタン。
そう、なんかソニーボタンだっけ？
ソニーボタンでしょ？
なんかあの何年かなんか8年ぐらいしたら急に使えなくなるみたいな、なんかそういうアラームみたいなのが入ってんじゃないかってよく冗談で言われ
る。 Right now there's like a Samsung printer that after a certain amount of time it refuses to do anything.
Okay.
it just stops working. And they're like it says something like the printer drum has like expired or something like that. Like it's a vegetable in your fridge.
Right.
You know, ridiculous. So like people had to hack it to make it continue working. And the fact that you could just change some code and it would just work perfectly fine. Kind of got people to realize what was going on. But this is also true for the HP printers. Basically printer companies are the just evil. I don't know why. The printer industry is just all about, I don't know, just making suckers out of people, selling them these cartridges for like $6,000.
でもなんか物によるよね。その例えば炊飯器とかって私の中で結構もう一生使えるぐらい全然壊れないんだけど、この間冷蔵庫急に壊れて、
really?
冷蔵庫なんてだってさ何にもいじってないじゃん、携帯とかと違って何もしてないなのにいきなり下半分だけが壊れたの。つまり上の冷蔵部分は平気で、冷凍庫のところが全部壊れて、アイスとかべちょべちょになっててさ、なんかそれとかも私は機械詳しくないし、なんか何にもしてないのになんで急に。
What brand? I mean, do you know to what brand is your refrigerator?
冷蔵庫どこのだろう、わかんない。わかんないけど、まあ、修理の人が来てすぐ治ったんだけど。
My grandparents had the same refrigerator since long before I was born until like very recently. Same refrigerator for like I don't even know 40 years or something.
Just... そこまで行くと逆に環境に悪いのかね。
I don't know. Is it better for the environment to just make a new refrigerator every 4 years or whatever it is? How long do you expect a refrigerator to last if you buy it today?
わかんない。もう
five. If it broke after 5 years, you'd kind of be like, what?
怒るよ、それは。
10 years, you're like, the new ones can fly.
10年でも結構やだね。もうちょっと言ってほしい。
Hmm. Do they change that much? Like the technology? What are we getting into a refrigerator discussion?
でも CM とか見てると結構なんかさほら冷凍してないけど半冷凍みたいな感じで保存できますとか最近やっててあちょっといいなとか思うけど
Oh, there's like a meat thing that like slowly freezes it or something?
Or like semi-freeze?
Hmm. Hmm.
あと炊飯器とかもすごいもんね高いやつはさめっちゃこう高性能みたいな、
うん、
まあ別に普通のでいいやって思っちゃうけど
My washing machine failed the other day
ああや
And I mean I bought it six years ago But it, I mean it's over it costs more than like 10万 right for a washing machine.
Hmm.
I mean, they're pretty expensive. And I had the repair guy came over and he was like, you know, do you want to fix it? It'll cost, you know, like 3万円 to fix it. And I'm like, well, why wouldn't I fix it? He's like, well, it's probably going to fail like within a year.
What?
And I'm like, how do you know that? And he's like, they're all failing. So I'm like, what?
でも何が原因だったの?
It's just, it doesn't matter. He said, I said, where? What's going to fail? He's like, anything.
What?
It's just, products are specific. You don't want to make something higher quality than it needs to be for the life cycle of the product.
Yeah.
Because that's you don't get anything out of it.
Right.
Right? So it's, you kind of want all the components to fall apart at the same time.
Hmm.
So I went ahead and had it repaired, but apparently, he just told me that there's a plan It will fail.
There's a plan.
But with the iPhone issue, so apparently if you allow the power to spike in older batteries,
mm-hmm.
older batteries that have degraded, you risk it exploding.
Right?
Right?
Yeah.
And so, I mean, you'd have to be some engineer deeply involved to really know the truth.
Yeah.
But, you know, let's say they didn't do that and then you had iPhones exploding and you had the whole, what was it, the Note gate, you know, the exploding cell phone problem.
Right.
So.
No, I mean, like, I get that. I mean, I'm no engineer, so I believe them when they say they have to slow down the performance.
Yeah, but you'd want to know, right? So it's like, okay, let me replace the battery instead of you slowing down my device.
Yeah. And. Right? And also, it's kind of, I think people are angry because of this trend that got normalized
the for the past whatever years.
Yeah, like, もうなんか、新しい携帯が出たら、もう買わなきゃいけないっていうか、みんな買って、それがもう、なんていうの、3万、2万みたいな話じゃなくて、すごい高いわけじゃん、今なんて。
Mm.
で、それをなんかこう、当たり前のようになっちゃってるっていうのが、だんだんみんな、あれなんかこんな感じだったっけってなってたじゃん。
Well,
それもあると思うけど。
There's something somewhat unique in developing countries, developed countries, like Japan, that happens with products where if you don't have the absolute latest best shit, there's absolutely no status benefit at all. Oh, you have a BMW from 2 years ago? You loser. You know, like this is kind of if you have the latest shit, you're so much cooler, you know?
But do you and think we still have that though? I don't think so.
Oh, absolutely. Why do people lease cars? No one, outside.
Okay,
no one drives a car that's older than
okay,
5 years
cars,
old.
Cars, I don't know. But I mean, when it comes to...
No one has
to,
a phone that's older
when
than...
When it comes to electronics, like I'm using 5SE or whatever, which is like from years ago. I'm really happy with this, and I see people with iPhone 10, but I'm not like, oh my god, I'm so jealous, and they're not like, yeah, like you know.
I know, but this is fairly anecdotal. You have to. I mean, I think it has to be somewhat a status. I mean, I think this is fairly well understood, but you're selling status when you're selling the iPhone 10.
I know, but
that
I'm
premium
just,
in the price is there's a lot of.
Yeah, I'm just saying that なんかそういうトレンドは結構減ってきてると思う昔よりは
Maybe.
だからバブルの時代とかはさそれのマックスだったとしたら今はどんどんこう下がってるからそこまで別にみんな気にしないし iPhone とか若い子なんてさみんな ガラスバキバキに割れててもそのまま使ってたりするわけじゃん。
But it was always kind of just like you have the newest iPhone or you don't. But now it's not the newest iPhone anymore. You can have the newest iPhone, but there's also a higher tier iPhone. Do you
right.
know what I mean?
Right.
It didn't used to be like that. This kind of the premium shit.
Right.
You know, as
it was always kind of like that with computers, though, right? Not with phones, but.
I think computers is more. It just doesn't work. No.
No, I mean like MacBook か MacBook Pro かみたいなとかさ、こう。何種類かあるみたいな。で、何？
But there's like a huge functional difference, right?
Right.
The iPhone X is a lot of like flare. It's got like the full screen. It scans your face. It's kind of, you don't need to have all those things, but it's like kind of you're cutting edge. Like you're living in the future. Like if I had that device, I'd be looking around like, oh my god, you have to punch the numbers in, or oh, you're scanning your thumb. What are you, a monkey? You know?
Like, I don't know. I mean, it's...
Your phone doesn't unlock itself?
I don't get that vibe from anyone or anywhere. Mm. Not really. I mean, maybe that's what Apple wants people to think, but
I mean, it would... I think a lot of products are kind of structured that way. And in our... not so much other countries, but in developed countries, maybe it is a declining trend. I don't know.
I'm sure it is. なんかそんなにこう物買わないじゃんもうみんな。昔に比べて、そんな高いなんか家電とか電化製品とかみんながこうこぞってね並んで買うみたいなのも最近そんなないし、みんながもうちょっとなんか現実的になってる感じはするけど、個人的には。そんななんかああもう新しい iPhone 出たから絶対買わなきゃとかっていう人あんまり見ないもんねもう。
Well, maybe it's cooled off now. Did you see how in I think in Europe they're trying to institute or they're trying to legislate mandatory warranties on products. So if you make a toaster or whatever, there's a law that you have to warranty the product for at least 2 years.
Huh?
Because they just want to reduce waste and like cheap stuff.
I see,
right?
I see. Ah, それいい考えだね。確かにね、なんかこう100円とかですぐ壊れてもいいやみたいのをみんなが買って、もう1年とかで捨てて新しいのっていうよりかは。
I mean, I think you should have a choice to buy something even worse, but I mean, it's something we should think about for sure. I don't know if it should be made a hard law, but certainly if a company is not, I mean, we should, as a society, establish some kind of standard, I feel like.
Yeah.
Because we kind of let people just make garbage.
Yeah.
And if it breaks, we throw it away and we don't really say anything.
Yeah.
There's not that much accountability. Every company has like these little brands within brands within brands, and you can't even tell who makes what anymore.
Yeah. 次。
A new report based on the 2015 National Youth Risk Behavior Survey and published in JAMA found that 40% of adolescents who identified as gay, lesbian, bisexual, or unsure reported seriously considering suicide. 35% reported planning suicide, and 25% reported actually attempting suicide. Among heterosexual adolescents, these numbers are 15%, 12%, and 6%, respectively.
CDC の2015年度青少年危険行動調査をもとに JAMA に掲載された報告書で、自分をゲイ、レズビアン、バイセクシュアル、または自分のセクシュアリティがよくわからないと答えた若者のうち 40% が真剣に自殺を考えたことがあると答えていたことが分かりました。そのうち 35% が自殺しようと考えていると答え、 25% が実際に自殺を試みていると答えていました。ストレートの若者ではそれぞれ 15%、12%、6% にとどまりました。
Yep.
2015年で、まあ、2年経ってるからそれでどう、なんかちょっとは良くなってると思いたいけどね。なんか結構毎年変わっている感じはしてる んだけど、うん、ただこうこの間本当にあ自分分かってないなって思ったのが、まあ、うちらは東京に住んでるじゃん。で、まあ、新宿もあるし、うん、あのゲイの友達も日本の国内国外にいて、結構みんな友達にも職場にも行ってたり親も知ってる子ばっかりだから、なんかこう自分のちっちゃいサークルの中ではもうなんていうの、みんな自由に楽しく暮らしてる、うん、そこまで抑圧とかもされてないからすごい進んでるなって思っちゃってたんだけど、この間仲いい友達が、まあ、日本人の子女の子が親にカミングアウトするっていう機会があって、
うん、
で親はすごい田舎の方に住んでるんだよね。だから今まで言えなくて言うってなった時に、なんだろう、その状況を結構私にシェアしてくれて、その時になんかあ分かってなかったなって思った、
うん、
やっぱりこの東京のしかもインターナショナルのコミュニティっていうのと東京の外とやっぱり全然違うんだよね。
Yeah, I mean, but you could easily be in Tokyo and be in that same situation. Everyone has different parents.
Yeah, but do you know what I mean? There's a trend. There's a pattern like that. Like, for sure. It's totally different.
Sure, as a generalization.
Yeah, so like, that's what I'm saying. Like, I thought I felt like people...Or, you know, なんていうの、もうちょっと進んできてるとか変わってるって思ったんだけど。
But you don't feel like that if you go to Inaka, right?
でも I don't. So,、okay. you know, that's why. So, やっぱりなんかこう、だから結局、東京に来てる子でも、東京の友達とか、仕事の人には言ってるけど、地元に帰ったら誰にも言えない。
Mm-hmm.
とか親にも絶対言えないっていう人もいっぱいいるし、そのしかも言う時もなんて言うんだろうね、言って拒絶されるのが一番怖いんだけど、拒絶されなかったとしてもなんこうあっちは悪気なく傷つくようなことを言われるリスクっていうのは確実にあって、例えばその、mm-hmm. なんていうの、あ自分では今はゲイと思ってるかもしれないけど、そんなの今後変わるかもしれないから分かんないじゃんとか、なんかもうちょっと頑張ってあの異性を好きになるように努力してみたらみたいな、トンチンカンなこととかをやっぱり親がこう説得しようとしてくるみたいなとかになると、拒絶と別の意味でそれはそれで傷つくし、なんか
Parents still have their own self-interest, you know, even if they have children, even if they love their children
So,
you know, they have very strongly instilled family values and...
そうで、うちの母親は全然オープンなんだけど、
mm-hmm.
なんかその母親の友達世代だから今の60代前半ぐらいとか50代後半と喋ってると、その他人がゲイだったりバイセクシャルっていうのはいいんだけど、自分の子供だったら絶対嫌だみたいなことをオープンに言っちゃう人も結構いるよって言ってて、だからそれもやっぱり自分の中での理想を勝手に考えてる理想っていうのがあって、子供が生まれたら異性の人と付き合って結婚して、しかもそれも誰でもいいわけでもなくて、年収がいくらぐらいでちゃんと学校向いてて、なんか変なさ細かい夢があるわけじゃんみんな、だからそれを子供に押し付けちゃうっていうかさ、こうじゃないと幸せじゃないって決めてる人が多い。
It's like how do you make a distinction between that and the rest of the parenting? You know, how much of it is just sovereign parenting, or it's just what they know? You know, they believe
そうそうそう
it. They believe it. You can't be too mad about it. I disagree with my parents on tons of stuff, and it's like
だからどうせ
I can't be mad about
だけじゃなくて、そうだから。いろんなことでもう決まっちゃってるから、こうじゃないとダメっていうのが、だから それが例えばなんか自分のチョイスでどうにかなることならまだいいんだけど、そういうセクシュアリティみたいに自分が選んだものじゃないし変えられるものじゃない時に同じように言われちゃうと、それは辛いよなって思うけど、ただまあ上の世代がいなくなって下の世代が育つと
We'll miss them.
今よりは全然。
We'll miss the old people. I will.
でも今よりは全然理解を進むのかなと思うけど。
Yeah.
でもやっぱりこう周りに誰も言える人がいない。しかもそれで自分が10代とか、
mm-hmm.
っていうのはすごい辛いだろうなと思うけど。
I think acceptance by your parents is gotta be just how can
そうなの。なんかその
especially when you're an adolescent like the people in this survey are you know if you aren't accepted by your parents the people that have you know loved you and raised you and been kind to you your whole life
そうだからセクシュアリティなんていうもうなんていうの根本的な自分にとっては当たり前のことじゃん、mm-hmm. 異性が好きか同性が好きか関係なくとか、まあ、例えばアセクシュアルとかで全然性的なことに興味ないとかも含めて自分にとってはもう当たり前のことなんだけど、mm-hmm. それをまず親に説明しなくちゃいけないっていうこの2017年にもなって、mm-hmm. なんかもうそっからしてやっぱりね辛いから早く変わってほしいもう世代交代してほしいなんかそんなに時間かかるかねやっぱり
I mean it's not just a generational thing you knowIt's also an ideological thing. There are plenty of countries in this world where you would not be very comfortable if, you know, you did anything that was not the sexual norm.
Right. But it's like...
There's a whole planet, and there's people of all ages, and it's not just older people. There are people my age. There are people... There's probably the majority of Christian people.And the vast right. majority of people on this planet are religious, and the vast majority of religious people do not have a favorable view of homosexual behavior.
Right.
Or any sort of, even straight promiscuous behavior is absolutely sinful, or premarital sex is, you know, like,
right.
there's a lot of stuff in that list, but...
なんかやっぱりその学校とかではせめて先生とか、
mm-hmm.
こうなんかこう言えるようにしてほしいし、まあ、今教科書とかも変えてるけどその、mm-hmm. なんていうの思春期の頃には異性が好きになりますっていう表現を変えたりとかしてだからそうじゃない人もいますよっていう、
mm-hmm.
そういうなんかちょっとしたところでも気を使ってほしいよねせめて
It reminds me of what we were talking about before we started this episode aboutfaith in humanity
right
and that it doesn't actually take that much to restore someone's faith
yeah
in humanity and there are a lot of people for a lot of different reasons that feel like a minority or they're marginalized or they're disenfranchised or their circumstancesaren't working out for them because of who they are, something that they don't feel like they have any control over.
Yeah.
And so just some kindness can go a long way in
yeah, you know, and people I think, not... I think when it comes to 同性愛、なんかちっちゃい時からそういうものがあるっていうのを分かってれば別にすんなりあそうなんだって受け入れるものじゃん子供とかなんてなんかもうなんか慣れの問題もあるっていうかさなんか自分がなんでそんなにすんなりなんか別に何にもびっくりせず受け入れ自分とか自分の親とか、
うん、
なんでなんていうの何の疑問にも思わずあそういう人もいるんだって思ったのかなって考えた時にもうフレンズ見てたからとしか思えなくて子供の時に、うん、あのそれこそメインキャラクターの男性が奥さんに振られちゃって奥さんは彼女ができるみたいなで普通に女性同士のカップルで子供も育てるみたいなさ、
うん、
なんかそれを子供の時に見て別にすごいしれっと出てくるからなんかああそういうこともあるんだみたいなさで本当慣れの問題じゃないだからこうメディアとかテレビとかでもこう同性愛とは何かみたいなことじゃなくてもうしれっとさやりゃいいのにね なんかこう説明したがるじゃん、みんな。
To some extent, these group identities and the way people talk about these groups, it dehumanizes them. Because we don't say human first and this is something about them.
Yeah, yeah.
We define people by their groups.
Yeah.
Oh, this person is this, this person is that, this group, this group. Just if it's human first and that's reality,
yeah.
as far as I can tell, then, you know, the details aren't important enough to throw anyone under the bus or...
Yeah. だから本当しれっとやりゃいいのにね、なんか映画とかテレビとかなんでもいいけどさ、なんかああそういうものもあるんだみたいな感じでさ、なんかすぐこうなんかやっぱコンテンツとかもすぐなんて言うんだろうな、ああなんか同性なのに好きになっちゃったどうしようみたいな葛藤ばっかりを映し出すとか、なんかこうしれっとやってくれないんだよね。
But we shouldn'tI also think it's not good to define people so strongly by these things. And
that's what I'm talking about, though. Like, we don't need to define them. We don't need to, like...
Well, I'm not disagreeing with you.
Explain it or anything. It's just like, okay, like, you know, just include them in all the narratives or whatever. And, like, 普通にもういますねっていう感じにしたら早いのにね。なんでそれができないのかっていうのが謎、めっちゃ謎。だから逆に言うとアニメとかの方が、アニメとか漫画の方がそういうのは進んでるのかな。
I don't know。
わかんないけど。I don't know。次。
Vietnam has rolled out a new cyber warfare unit called Force 47 of over 10,000 personnel dedicated to countering incorrect and anti-government views on the internet. Lieutenant General Nguyen Trong Gia stated the following, "In every hour, minute, and second, we must be ready to fight proactively against the wrong views." Speaking to Reuters, an anonymous spokesperson for cybersecurity firm FireEye, which has been monitoring this activity, stated the following. Cyber espionage is increasingly attractive to nation states, in part because it can provide access to a significant amount of information with a modest investment, plausible deniability, and limited risk. Last month, Vietnam sentenced a blogger to 7 years for propagandizing against the state.
ベトナム政府がフォース47と呼ばれる軍のサイバー部隊を結成し、1万人を動員してネット上の反政府的な内容のコンテンツに反論して回っています。政府は毎時間毎分毎秒誤った視点と積極的に戦っていかなくてはいけないと述べています。サイバーセキュリティのファイアーアイ社はこの件についてロイターに、こうしたサイバー上でのスパイ活動はお金がかからず責任も取る必要がなく、リスクも少ない状態で大量の情報を発信できるため国家にとっては魅力的なのですと述べています。先月ベトナム政府は反政府的な発言をしたとしてブロガーの男性に7年間の懲役刑を言い渡しています。
1
万人、どういう税金の使い方だよって感じだけど、そもそも
It's probably not that expensive compared to giving them all, you know, helmets and rifles and training.
Yeah, but still, like, 国民からするとさ、だって自分たちが払った税金でわざわざさこんな部隊を結成してさ、1万人もの人がだよ、カチカチカチカチネットをさ書き込んでると思ったら嫌じゃん。
And if they're in the military, they probably get paid peanuts, right? And it's like, hey, do you want to join the army and like defend our nation? Talk shit online? Oh, hell yeah.
これしかもさ、こういう部隊がありますっていうことをこんな大っぴらにさ言っちゃったらさ、
Well, they would disagree with the description that we gave the organization. I mean, they'll admit that Force 47 exists,
yeah,
and that they use computers,
yeah.
But
なんか言っちゃったらなんかもうバレちゃってるじゃん。
But what I mean, most countries have this at this point, right? China obviously has,
yeah,
you know, just skyscrapers full of hackers,
yeah,
just rows. And North Korea obviously has their propagandizing machine. Although it is, there's a distinct difference in that this is targeting domestic conversation, whereas North Korea is actually targeting the whole internet.
Yeah. だからある意味税金を使うんだったらそういう使い方の方がまだわかるよね、国民としては。 その北朝鮮の国民からするとだよ、税金を払っている国民からすると国外に対して自分の国をいい風に見せるとか宣伝するっていう策を取ってくれる方がまだわかるよね。こういう風にこう、国民の声を弾圧するために国民の税金を使うっていうのはさ、一番ちょっと意味がわからないし本末転倒じゃん。
Well, the way that they're trying to improve their image is by concealing the injustices against the people that in the country. So,
あとその
at least in North Korea's case,
right? まあね。
There's a huge propaganda war right now, supposedly between the U.S. and Europe and Russia.
まあこの間もそのアメリカのネットニュートラリティの件についてこうサポートしてる人はほとんどボットみたいな話を多分何ヶ月か前にした、して、まあ、ネットニュートラリティこの間ね、あの通 FCC が通しちゃったみたいな、ですごい話題、
well, killing net neutrality.
いやその時にまた再度そのボットばっかりだったっていうのが話題になってたけど、
Yeah, well, there's bots on everything now. So it's at some point, it's like, is there being bots even an indicator of anything?
Yeah.
Because it's like, they all have bots.
Yeah.
You know, and whatever side would lose without the bots is going to employ bots.
Yeah.
Because otherwise they'll lose.
私はなんとなくやっぱりツイッターを見ちゃうんだよね。だから例えばそのネットニュートラリティがなくなるかもしれないってなった時に、ツイッターでみんなが何言ってるかとか、トップに来てるツイート何十件とかがどっち側のこと言ってるかとかを見るとさ、なんとなくこうマジョリティがどっちなのかなって分かる気がするじゃん。それが本当に毎回 100% 正しいのか別として、
Well, anything that upsets, if there's upset people, then that's what you're gonna see on Twitter, because everyone else is not. If you're pro the endIf you're pro ending net neutrality, you're not going to get on Twitter. You're like, oh, they're going to end it. Cool. And you
well,
sit at home.
Because I mean, like, election の時とか、例えば pro Trump の人もすごい声上げてたし、anti Trump の人もすごい声上げてるから、まあどっちも出てくるわけじゃん。
Yeah, but that's if something's
or like I can kind of see I can see the response. Like, 例えば絶対にネットニュートラリティキルしちゃダメって言ってる人に対してすごい反論してる人がいるのか、それとも大体みんなアグリしてるのかとかさ。
It's tough though, because if I try to do that, I'm always I'm skeptical. I'm like, is this just my confirmation bias? You know, like, because
yeah,
I'm
I mean,
deciding,
I,
you know.
Yeah, I mean,
like,
of course,
yeah, of course. Oh yeah, yeah.
No, I mean,
I'm
of
right.
course, I have that in mind, but then at the same time, like, I do see opposing ideas as well. So.
I know, but I feel like I feel like it's just a bunch of people doing the same thing, and it's like, yeah, I know. However, and it's kind of like, I don't know if we're really escaping.
But
you know,
do you think that there were actually a lot of people who were for killing net neutrality, though?
No, I don't think they would say anything. Who cares? I mean, if they're planning to kill net neutrality and you're against net neutrality, and there's not really any reason to be super against it unless you're, you know, you have some special interest, right?
Yeah.
I don't think if things are going and you like the way things are going, you're not going to get on Twitter and say anything about it.
Maybe. I don't know.
So there's just a bunch of biases that make it so hard to tell what's going on. And obviously, you know, nation states will take advantage of that by injecting their own noise and resurrecting more bots dressed as dead people, and they're going to say, you know, that copy pasted really, kind of, you know, the best comment they can come up with, copy paste that or
yeah,
upvote stuff on Reddit.
To me, it's pretty outrageous that they are admitting this.
Well,
why would
Russia,
you?
Russia issued a statement yesterday warning the U.S. not to meddle with its elections. You know, it's kind of like, of course the U.S. is going to meddle in the elections. That's what they always do. And of course Russia is going to meddle in the, I mean, it's kind of like, literally, there's all these countries that have a bunch of people on computers typing a bunch of bullshit that forwards their agenda. And that's how the internet works now. And, I mean, PR, like most of what, you know, a lot of the PR is shilling, you know. There are fracking shills, there's all kinds of, you know, oil shills, and they literally are hired to go on the internet and write comments. And
well, PR companies don't do that.
Oh.
I think some evil PR companies will pay people to do that.
They do it. They do it. They do it. Tons of people that have been paid to do it have gone online and explained exactly how it works. And I've read through it and I'm just like horrified. I'm like, oh my God. This is just the shill age.
Yeah, I'm sure there are like some evil PR companies out there.
Well, that's their job. I mean, you know.
Well, if it's a legit company, they wouldn't do it because you will get caught. People will know. Mm. It's obvious.
It's part of the job not to
get caught. It's always obvious.
This trend, it makes me think. Alex Jones's show is called InfoWars.
Right.
And it's, it sounds so tacky. It's so true. We're moving into information warfare. Chappelle called it the age of spin.
This is the end of 2017, and Michael is agreeing with Alex Jones.
I'm not agreeing with Alex Jones. I don't agree with what he believes. But the premise.
This is the perfect way to end the.
Think about it, though.
Final
this is someone.
Of
this
2017.
Is someone.
Thank
this
you.
Is. Well, look, it's...
No.
What?
We're not getting into this because it was a crazy year. I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to talk about, like, stressful, negative shit about InfoWar.
I don't want to talk about InfoWars or Alex Jones. I just mean the word information warfare. I mean... The future of warfare is this is what this is what FireEye is saying, a modest investment.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, and this is something that's been enabled by technology and
yeah, and I
so
think
we're kind of
I
entering
think this
in,
was the whole theme of this year, right? I mean, election and all kinds of stuff that happened this year. It was all about information. It's not really about bombing each other,
yeah,
whatever.
It's about
anymore.
What's the truth.
Yeah, and fake news.
What's
and
the truth?
All kinds of
fake
stuff.
News.
So,
yes.
Yeah, it was the theme that was repeated, throughout this entire fucking year. Wow. So I don't want to talk about it anymore. Let's just look forward. Into 2018, and let's hope that it's going to be a better, less confusing
You don't think this
year.
Is going to continue next year?
I think it will, but what's the point of, like, looking
because
back and being like, oh my
because
God.
Because the only thing you can do about it is just to step back from the whole thing and try to describe the phenomenon itself.
Yeah,
I
but
mean,
that's
otherwise
what we've been
just...
doing this entire year, though. It's like, we've been trying to step back and look at
successful.
The whole situation and try to understand it and... You know, that's what we did this entire time. So, and we know it. We know that now. Everybody knows what's going on. So, hopefully it's going to be more chill next year. This year was way too crazy. This was the
main...
year of Hold My Beer. So, no.
It's really all about language. And it's a reminder that this planet is a bunch of people talking, it's a bunch of people talking.
Okay. So like what was this year like for you personally? Let's talk about that.
I had a good year. I don't know.
Was it a good year?
I'm invested in the rest of the planet too. So. I kind of care how things are going, but a lot of crazy things happened. Personally, a lot of crazy things happened.
Hmm.
But it was a good year. I'm not twisted up about it.
That's good.
How are you doing at the end of 2017?
I'm doing good. Yeah. It was a, そうだね。今年は Yeah, I guess it was まあ、でもまあいろいろあったね。
So much stuff.
いろいろあった。
And the news just gets crazier and somehow more.
いろいろあったけど、まあなんか生きてるし、どうにかなるよね。Yeah. 生きてりゃどうにかなるよね。猫も元気だし、それめっちゃ大事だよね。
Yeah. It's a huge starting point. You have to at least be happy about that.
Yeah.
Regardless
of whatever. You turned 30, right?
I did.
Yeah. I did. 2人とも30代になったね。
Nothing really. I just turned 30. Nothing. I don't know. I didn't do anything to
me. 大したことないよね。結構みんなさ、Big 30とか言うじゃん。海外だと。日本はそんな言わないけど。
I bought into the hype. I was like, oh man, I'm gonna turn 30.
別になんか何にもって感じだよね。
No, I don't even have anything to say about it. It's just.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess that's unique in itself. Maybe that's what it is. Maybe that's what 30 is.
そうかもね。
That's what it is. It's just birthdays or whatever now.
そうだね。
Like a little bit more whatever than before.
Yeah. 忘れるぐらいだもんね、なんか。ああ、今日かみたいな。
It's so weird.
We're getting old.
Aging's so weird.
We're getting old.
I've only gone around the sun 30 times though. That doesn't seem like that much, right?
Yeah. 冬を30回やった。
If you think about it that way.
Yeah. 冬は30回や
30 laps.
でもなんかやっぱ番組を始めた時に何何歳だったのだから26歳とか
I think so.
だからこう結構みんななんか真面目だからさエピソード1から聞く人多くない
I think so.
もう1から聞かなくていいよねなんかさ昔自分が言ったこととかも覚えてないし多分今と全然違う考え方してることもいっぱいあるし
It's fine though. I mean, I don't
でもなんかそれでたまに怒る人とかいてさ怒ったメッセージとかなんか3年前に言ったこととかでさ怒られてももう覚えてないし、
Yeah, that guy doesn't exist anymore. So you gotta find fresh stuff there.
そうだから新しいの聞いてって思うでもよかったねこの番組も続いてるし、
mm-hmm.
今日で
297
あと3回で300回
It's gonna be just like turning 30
yeah. どうせ忘れるんだよいや、これ今年最後の回だもんね
yeah. Yeah.
今年も皆さんありがとうございました
ありがとうございますWas it fast?
また来年もよろしくお願いします。早、もう覚えてないなんか何も今年。
Remember we talked about that thing like it's how you remember time going by? And so now we're at the end of the year and we have to actually do that. You have to do it.
Yeah. 私今年ね記憶がないんだよね。本当に。
That's what I was thinking.
私何したんだろう今年。今年そうだねなんかちょいちょいでも旅行も行ったし、結構あとはでも不妊治療始めたりとか
What was the craziest thing? That was probably the craziest thing, yeah?
そうだね痛かった、痛かった
that's what your memory has been reduced to.
そうだね。2017年後半行った。前半は良かったんだよ。なんかパリ行ったりさ、タイ行ったりとかいろいろ楽しくて、後半は痛かったね。
It's a nice balance, though. It's better than not doing
it. プラマイゼロみたいな。そう。そうだね。
You don't want to start at zero and go in.
まあ自分が不妊治療する予定もなかったからね。だからサプライズみたいな。いや来年はいい年に来年も。
Yeah.
来年は痛くないといいねみんな。
It'd be nice if we slowed down a little bit, just tap the brakes on just stuff happening on Earth.
いや無理だね。無理だねそれは。
Probably.
そうだね。 まあでもよかった。無事に生き延びて。
Have you thought about? I guess you don't really think about New Year's goals and stuff until after New Year's, right? You're not really.
そうだね。あんのなんか抱負。来年はこうしたい。
No, I was just getting around to thinking about it.
そっか。でも多分なんかいつも思ってるのはやりたくないことをしない。
Mm-hmm.
なんかフリーランスだからそれ一番重要じゃない。
Mm-hmm.
やりたくないんだけど、あ、これやっといた方がいいかなと思って仕事を引き受けないとか。
Mm-hmm.
それは来年も変わらず。
Yeah.
ちゃんとやりたい。
I think people are gravitating towards that. Mm-hmm. I think the world is changing. You know, sometimes it's like, sometimes it seems like some parts never change and some other parts change too fast. But
今年日本もこう年末年始休みますっていう企業が増え、なんていうの、あのファミレスとかさ、24時間やめますとか。だからもうちょっとみんなこう休むときはちゃんと休みましょうっていう。
Yeah, with the demographic situation, it's more important.
Yeah, yeah. そうそう。それはいい流れかなって思うけどね。はい。今年も終わり。イエーイ。
以上です。
イエーイ。お正月楽しみ。
Yep.
私日本にいるの超レアだからね、この時期。
Ooh.
多分子供の時ぶりぐらい。
Isn't Japan lucky?
子供の時てかな。
That long? No way.
え、本当本当本当本
当。I love New Year's in Japan. I don't want to be anywhere else.
そのクリスマスの時期に日本にいるって本当に多分もう思い出せないぐらい。であったかなっていうレベル今まであったんだろうけど、huh. 人生の中で1回2回ぐらいは。でも
Christmas is a bigger deal to you than New Year's? Yeah?
いやどっちもなんだよね、だから、で31日に日本に帰ってきておせちは日本で食べるとかやってたから、アメリカのクリスマスと日本の正月どっちも味わえるみたいなさ、感じで生きてきたのに。
How was your Christmas?
超しょぼかったよクリスマス、何も特に。
No, did you have a, was there a tree or a present or ham?
プレゼント、プレゼントもらった、もらった。
Yeah.
うん、し、あげた。
うん。
けど、なんかやっぱ日本だからさ、スペースもないし、クリスマスツリーとかやってなくて。
I don't have any space in here, as you can tell.
まあでも。
No, this is like push in my cleaning.
しかもね、いや、飾ってその後片付ける場所もないじゃん。
Yeah, if I take something out of somewhere,
yeah.
it's probably like two or three weeks before it can get back in. It's just, there's no space.
うちら以外はみんなフロリダにいるから、この間テレビ電話したら、みんななんか T シャツとか着ててさ、クリスマスツリーもプレゼントも超ちゃんと準備してて、なんかすごい悲しくなった。
T シャツ? You mean like the sweaters?
No, like right. T-shirt, because it's warm.
Oh, right, okay, right, yeah. Florida.
そう、だからなんか悲しくなったもん。あ、いいなと思って。クリスマス、日本はなんか意外とそんなにやんないよね、街が。あの、なんかちょいちょいイルミネーションとかはあるけど、そこまでなんかこう、アメリカみたいに街全部がクリスマスみたいにはなんないじゃん。なんかその、
yeah.
なんていうの、もう、When That's you're、true. In the States, it's in your face.
LED sales are ridiculous.
In your face. Like, なんか買い物行っても、もうウォールマートの店員さんとか全部サンタの帽子かぶって、もういちいちハッピーホリデーとか言ってくるし、yeah. 全部がもうサンタ。サンタともうデコレーションじゃん。で、mm-hmm. 人ん家も全部外さ、電飾だし、街もなんか基本全部サンタじゃん。で、yeah. あの、モールとか行っても常にもうクリスマスソング何百回もリピートみたいな。
It's a big deal.
そう。
And you have the nativity scene. People are going full Jesus.
そうなの。Yeah. 意外と東京はそうでもないんだなと思って、あんまりクリスマスの感じしなかった。
I think it's a good thing for like family. Like the family part of it seems like important. Or like there's not really any other time of year where people like get together with all their relatives and all wear the same sweater or something.
Yeah. まあ日本はお正月があるからね。それでみんな集まるだろうけど。まあ確かになんかお揃いのセーターとかはないけど。いや。いや、そうだね。 だからちょっと今年はそういう意味でなんかいつもと違うかな。
Are you gonna do anything for New Year's?
New Year's 自体はやんないよ。カウントダウンとかってことやんないよ。寒いし、no. もう寝るんじゃない。いつもだから31日に帰ってきてもう時差ボケで 寝ながら年越えちゃうかなみたいな、あの笑ってはいけない見ながらテレビで、でも正月は実家行っておせち食べる。
TV has become like a New Year's tradition in Japan.
そう、テレビ楽しいんだよ。
It's like traditional to watch TV. As weird as that sounds.
見るの、
yeah.
笑ってはいけないとか見るのマイケル、
mm-hmm.
あ、見るの、
yeah.
あ、そうなんだ、
yeah.
それは見るんだ。
Well, I go to my parents' house and my mom insists on having it on, and so I've always watched it.
Like, あ、そうなの?
Yeah, well, last year I went to Meiji Jingu and got smashed by people. But,
すごいもんね。
うん。
いや、だから初詣はだいたいいつも1月2日とか3日とかちょっと遅れて過ぎた頃に行くけど。Yeah, anyway. 今年もありがとうございました。
See you next year.
来年もよろしくお願いします。
お願いします。
終わり。
以上です。
バイ。
バイ。